This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush is responding to comments from Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the gunman who carried out the Christchurch terror attack must be held accountable and face a severe punishment.
Our focus here in the New Zealand Police is the safety of all New Zealanders. We are taking care to be alert to all kinds of conversations, and that will inform our deployment. But needless to say, we're aware of the context in the environment and international precedents in terms of what can occur following such tragic and horrific events.
Meantime, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Wednesday her country will honour the victims of the Christchurch terror attack on Friday.
There will be a 2-minute silence on Friday. We will also broadcast nationally via TVNZ and Radio New Zealand the call to prayer.
Ardern also said discussions have taken place for memorial service, which will be held in Christchurch at a later date. British Prime Minister Theresa May is preparing to ask the European Union to delay Britain's exit from the European bloc at least several months to ensure an orderly divorce. May is seeking a delay after her plan to have another vote this week on her proposed separation agreement was thrown into disarray by the Speaker of Parliament. The Prime Minister had hoped to win more support and hold another parliamentary vote on the proposed Brexit deal this week before a crucial EU summit in Brussels on Thursday and Friday. May had set the Brexit date for March the 29th. As always, for details on more news, join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The leaders of the Western Hemisphere's two largest economies are pledging closer trade ties as well as enhanced military cooperation. U.S. President Donald Trump even suggested that Brazil should be able to join NATO. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more on the meeting between Trump and his Brazilian counterpart in Washington.
Jair Bolsonaro, known as the Trump of the tropics, said he comes to Washington as the first Brazilian president in decades who is not anti-American and wants to work with the United States to ensure the removal of Nicolas Maduro from power in Caracas. Trump reiterated, all options are open, when asked by a reporter if military intervention in Venezuela by the United States is possible. Bolsonaro did not make any references to an invasion of his country's neighbor, but he did say we need to put an end to the suffering of Venezuela's people. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Cyclone Idai continues to heap misery on Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe, with hundreds of deaths and thousands left homeless across the three countries. United Nations experts say Mozambique is suffering the brunt of that storm. Officials say the cyclone created an inland ocean across the country. Rescue workers were dropping food, fresh water, and blankets to flood victims stranded on rooftops and treetops and any high piece of land. The European Union announced Tuesday it's sending an initial $4 million in aid to the three devastated countries. Britain has also pledged a separate aid package, and the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe said it's mobilizing to provide support without giving any more details. A rebel leader said the Houthis will never surrender Yemen's major port of Hodeida, despite a UN-brokered peace agreement with the government. Under a December ceasefire deal between the rebels and Yemeni government, both sides are to withdraw their forces from the rebel-held Hodeida and two other smaller ports. Both sides have accused the other of violating the ceasefire deal and dragging their feet toward a complete pullback of forces. UN envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, said significant progress has been made on the withdrawal, but he offered no further details. More than 70% of all imports to Yemen come through the port of Hodeida, including separately a desperately needed food, medicine, and other humanitarian aid. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is assuring flood victims in the U.S. Midwest city area, two states, that help is on the way. Pence toured Nebraska and Iowa Tuesday, where a powerful late winter storm last week created disaster for small towns and farmers in those regions. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.